In February 1995, Selena and Chris Perez stood on their newly purchased Corpus Christi property, dreaming of raising five children surrounded by animals. Just 1 month later, tragedy would strike. For years after Selena's death, Chris kept their love story private, building emotional walls that seemed necessary for survival. Beyond the glittering costumes was a woman who loved ordinary things, like walking barefoot to feel warm sidewalks beneath her feet. Their story began high above Mexico, on a flight from Acapulco, when the professional boundary between bandmates began to dissolve into something deeper. At 18, Selena was already a seasoned performer with extraordinary vocal range and magnetic stage presence. As a 19-year-old rock guitarist who loved Motley Crue and Def Leppard, Chris initially resisted Tejano music but couldn't deny the boundary-pushing fusion Selena y Los Dinos created. Their personalities contrasted sharply. She was vibrant and outgoing, while he quietly observed, yet something powerful drew them together. Their attraction became increasingly difficult to hide, especially in the close quarters of the tour bus. After Abraham caught them talking alone, he warned Selena about giving people the wrong impression. Despite this, they began seeing each other secretly. What truly captivated Chris was Selena's extraordinary capacity for compassion. She recognized his potential for fatherhood before he did and appreciated his loyalty without jealousy. Their first kiss happened on the tour bus when they found themselves momentarily alone. "I couldn't deny my desire any longer. I was too overcome by Selena's presence, as if she were a magnet and I were merely a sliver of steel." But their relationship faced its greatest obstacle in Abraham Quintanilla, who saw Chris as a cancer in my family with nothing to offer his daughter. Despite Abraham's fierce opposition and attempts to separate them, Chris and Selena's relationship deepened through secret meetings and phone calls. On April 2, 1992, they eloped at the Nueces County Courthouse after Selena arrived tearfully at Chris's hotel room. Unexpectedly, AB welcomed Chris to the family, and Abraham soon followed with his own apology and invitation to rejoin Los Dinos. As a symbol of their love, Chris had Selena's portrait painted on his white Jackson soloist guitar. Their success soared with the release of Entre a mi Mundo in 1992, which quickly went gold. Como la Flor became Selena's first international hit, with Chris attributing its success to her emotional delivery. Their growing fame, particularly in Mexico, brought new challenges. While the band worked on their Spanish, Selena's fluency improved rapidly, and her authenticity resonated with fans of all ages. Though initially pressured to hide their marriage to protect Selena's image, she eventually refused, proudly introducing Chris as her husband during performances, even as male fans playfully booed. After debating living arrangements, they accepted Abraham's offer to buy them a house next door to his own in Corpus Christi. Their home quickly became a reflection of Selena's impulsive decorating style, featuring custom aquariums, including a massive octagonal tank taller than Chris himself. Their family expanded to include a menagerie of pets, starting with a black Pomeranian puppy named Pebbles that Selena said looked just like a little bear. Despite Chris's half-hearted protests, their collection grew to include Jax the Husky, two English bull mastiffs named Taylor and Winnie, and a miniature Doberman called Andre. Beyond music, Selena's passion was fashion. Her apartment doubled as a studio workspace, dominated by a large table for sketches and clothing designs. While her family dismissed her dreams of opening a boutique and salon, Chris encouraged these aspirations, understanding her need for a creative outlet independent from her family and music career. As her fame increased, these personal dreams became even more important as an escape from mounting pressures. Despite her typically upbeat personality, Selena occasionally broke down under the strain of her growing fame, revealing the deeper pressure she faced while Chris provided unwavering support. In 1993, Selena's career skyrocketed after Selena Live was released and certified gold. Her status as a major Latin star was confirmed when she drew nearly 60,000 people to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, an unprecedented audience for a Tejano act. The pinnacle came when Selena Live won a Grammy for Best Mexican-American Album. As they left Radio City Music Hall after the ceremony, fans screamed Selena's name, confirming her growing stardom and opening new doors for the entire band. Some of Selena's biggest hits emerged organically from their creative collaboration. During a sound check, as Selena spontaneously started singing the lyrics to Bitty Bitty Bom Bom, meant to represent the sound of a beating heart, Chris began playing a guitar riff to accompany her. AB quickly joined with a bass line, followed by Suzette on drums, and the song materialized right there on stage. It became one of her most beloved hits during a time when her career was accelerating rapidly. Managing boutiques in Corpus Christi and San Antonio, planning a clothing factory in Monterrey, and performing throughout Latin America. As Selena's success grew, concerns arose about Yolanda Saldivar, who had progressed from fan club president to business manager. When questioned about financial irregularities, Yolanda bought a gun, claiming she needed protection. During a confrontation over missing business documents, she showed Selena the weapon, which Selena demanded she return. Soon after, Yolanda requested to meet Selena at a motel, promising to provide the missing paperwork. When Chris checked on them, Yolanda claimed she'd been raped in Monterrey. Though skeptical, Selena offered help. Unknown to them, Yolanda had repurchased the gun. The night before the tragedy, Chris and Selena shared a tender moment discussing their future. Despite Chris's concerns, Selena met Yolanda alone the next morning, where she was fatally shot. The news devastated fans, who created a massive shrine outside their home. Selena's funeral drew over 60,000 mourners. Chris retreated into isolation, sleeping with her photos, carrying her pictures everywhere, and losing significant weight. He struggled with depression, turning to drugs and alcohol to cope with his loss. After a year of grief, Chris formed a rock band and recorded Resurrection, an album in Spanish and English that chronicled his journey. The Chris Perez Band's Grammy win in 1999 felt like a fulfillment of Selena's motto that nothing is impossible with hard work. Selena's influence flourished posthumously. Dreaming of You became a 1995 bestseller, establishing her among history's top female artists. Her legacy lives on through the Selena Foundation, which aids children in crisis, and the Selena Museum in Corpus Christi. She demonstrated how ambition could align with family values, particularly inspiring Hispanic Americans who connected with her authenticity and determination. Through Chris's memories, we see the complete Selena, an animal lover, fashion designer, and dreamer. Their love story, though brief, exemplifies a connection that transcends fame and loss, leaving a legacy as lasting as her music.